What do you think is the number one thing that stands between most people living their dreams?
Fear.
Fear. Doubt. What else?
Money.
Money. What else?
Themselves.
This is an English-speaking side of the room as well, right?
Confidence.
Confidence. And what else?
Opportunity.
Opportunity. These are all great answers, and they're all wrong. What do you think?
Defining what they want?
No. Okay. No, that's... Look, these... Yes. Say again?
Yourself.
Very, very wrong. Okay. No, you're right. The number one thing is actually not what you think. See, I used to work for an internet company, and I wanted to go full-time into professional speaking. That was my goal. That was my dream. Raise your hand if you have a goal or a dream. No. Raise your hand if you want to do anything in life.
Hopefully,
me too. So I went to the vice president of this company. He was a young guy, looked kind of like a young Pat Riley. And I went up to him. I said, look, John, I'm going to be leaving because it's always been my dream to be a full-time professional speaker. He said, that's your dream, Craig? I said, yes, it is. He said, well, that's great. I really admire you for having one, but you can't leave. I said, hold on now. What do you mean I can't leave? He said, well, Craig, we've been thinking about it, and we're going to raise your salary up to this. Salary means the same thing in Florida, right?
Mm-hmm.
I said, look, this is not a financial decision. If anything, this is about my dream. I call this a dream decision. He said, okay, I understand. I really do. But how about if we raise your salary up to this? I said, this is not a financial decision. This is a dream. Do you know he raised it four times?
No.
I kid you not. He kept saying, we're going to raise your salary up to this. I said, this is not a financial decision. This is a dream decision. He said, okay, Craig, how about if we raise your salary to well above six figures? I said, dreams are overrated. Come on now, six figures.
Yeah.
Back then, that was a lot of, that's good money today. I'd fill up my gas tank for a week on that kind of salary. I said, but John, before I say yes to you, I've got to go home and talk to my wife about this. So I went home to my wife. I said, honey, I don't know what to do. What do you think I should do? What should I do? And my wife looked up at me with her big brown eyes and said, take the money, fool. You like my wife, don't you? But if you had been sitting beside my wife and me just a few moments later, on our old beat-up black leather sofa with the chocolate chip cookies baking in the background, you would have heard her say something that can absolutely change your life, and I know because it changed mine. She said, Craig, this is all you've ever talked about. Ever since we met, this is all you've ever wanted. I don't care how much they try to compensate you, your dream is not for sale. That's deep, isn't it? Anybody sell out? See, it's deep because most people think the number one thing that stands between them living their dreams is some kind of a bad obstacle. Fear, themselves, a lack of talent, the lack of this. That's not it. Watch this. The number one thing that stands between most people living their dreams is not something bad. It's something good that we settle for. A good job, a good marriage, a good speech. Did you know sometimes the enemy of the best is the good? So let me ask you a question right now. With where you are in your life, are you too good to be great? I looked at my wife. I said, see, girl, that's why I married you. My dream is not for sale. That's what you said, right? And I walked back in there the next day. I looked at vice president in his eyes, and I was firm. I looked him directly in his face, and I was bold. And I said to him, my wife said my dream is not for sale. And I laughed. And that very year, I spoke over 160 times in 44 states and 5 countries, and I'm happy to say I've been running my mouth ever since. But here's the key. There is absolutely nothing special about me. There is something very special about the advice my wife gave me. You cannot let the good get in the way of the best. And no matter where you are right now in your life, just keep this in mind. No matter how much you're struggling, if you are, your dream is not for sale. Your dream is not for sale. And by the way, for the men in here, the subtext to that story is listen to your wives. Or wife.